神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Been talking about the five love languages.
我们一直在谈五种爱的语言。
And now we are at the last one, or the fifth one.
那么现在我们要谈到最后，也就是第五种。
This is physical touch.
这个是肢体的触摸。
It was Jesus, the Son of God, who, when the disciples told the little children not to trouble him,
有一次。很多孩子来找耶稣的时候，门徒们想把孩子们赶开，不要吵耶稣。
That Jesus said, "Let them come to me."
耶稣却这样说，让他们到我身边来。
And he took them up in his arms and he blessed them.
他就把他们抱起来，摸他们，祝福他们。
I do not care what culture it is, parents who touch their children with a hug, a kiss, or a pat on the head is a wise parent.
我不管你是哪一种文化，身为父母亲懂得去拥抱或亲一亲或拍一拍他的孩子的话，是很聪明的。
A doctor one time performed an experiment in a medical facility.
有一次有一个医生，他就想在一个学术上面做一个研究。
There were a group of babies without any parents.
有一群没有父母亲的婴孩。
So the doctor told the nurse that they were just to feed them and keep them dry.
医生吩咐护士说呢，只要喂他们，还有帮他们换好尿布就好。
But not to talk to them or touch them with a loving touch.
都不要去碰他们，抱他们，或者是跟他们讲话。
The nurses did what they were told.
这些护士们就按着医生所吩咐的去做。
They gave them the basic care.
他们来用最好的方法照顾这些孩子。
And every child died.
但是最后每个孩子都死了。
You see, mankind needs the loving touch or words to be able to grow healthy.
你知道，身为一个人，他需要有爱的触摸，或者是爱的语言，来帮助我们成长的健康。
Physical touch can communicate a mutual love.
身体的触摸可以成为这种爱的一种表达。
When you touch a person, you are connecting with them.
当你触摸对方的时候，表示你跟他是连接在一起的。
When you withdraw, you make the person feel as if you are disconnecting yourself from them.
如果你跟对方保持距离的话，那种感觉就是你跟对方是没有关系的。
In crises, you will see how physical touch.Shares the feeling that you really care.
特别是在危机的时候呢，你可以发现这种肢体的触摸呢，可以分享身体里面的心理里面的感受，然后表达你的关怀。
Many times at the death of a loved one of a friend, we will try to comfort them.
有时候你所爱的一些朋友、亲友，有他们亲爱的人去世了，你很想讲些话安慰他们。
Maybe it's just by holding their hand.
事实上呢，有时候你握他的手，
putting your arm around their shoulder,
把手环抱在他的肩上，
it can comfort some people more than words.
比你说话还能够安慰他。
I've sat by friends who had just lost a loved one, and I held their hand, and we may have cried together.
有时候我对我的朋友，他丧失了他所爱的人的时候，我就握他的手，然后跟他一起哭。
I had a dear friend that died with cancer.
我有一个很亲近的朋友，他因为癌症死了。
I met her sister, who also was a dear friend, at a dinner.
那 我在一个餐会上面碰到这个死去的这个人的姐姐，也是我的好朋友。
She too had cancer.
她自己也有癌症。
When we saw each other, we just hugged and cried together.
我们就彼此拥抱，然后就流眼泪哭了。
It was the last time I saw her before she died.
那在这一次之后呢，她就死了，所以那是我最后跟她见面的一次。
In my heart, I carry that wonderful memory of our affection together.
我的记忆里面带着那一次非常好的，就是我们一起拥抱哭泣的这样的一个记忆，至少我们连结在一起。
It was a confirmation of our friendship and love for one another across the many years.
是一种可以让你持久，然后对爱跟友谊的确定。
A woman once said about her husband,
有一次一个太太呢，谈到她的丈夫。
That he had grown very cold and indifferent to her.
他说呢，他的先生呢很冷漠，而且呢对待他呢目前非常的不一样。
She then found out his love language was touch.
后来他就发现，他先生的这种爱的语言是身体的触摸。
She confessed that she would go weeks without touching her husband.
那这个太太就自己承认说呢，她常常离开她先生好几个礼拜，而且呢从来不碰她先生。
It never crossed my mind that he needed it, because I was never big on touch and cared little about it.
这个太太说呢，我从来没有想到她需要的就是身体的触摸，因为我自己本身不需要。
I did everything I could for him.
我为他做了很多事情。
I cooked his meals.
为他煮饭。
I cleaned the house.
我清洁房子。
I did his laundry.
我洗他的衣服。
I would try to stay out of his way when he was doing something.
当他在忙的时候，我就离开。
But I could not understand why he was withdrawing from me and the distance that came between us.
我就搞不懂为什么他好像跟我的距离越来越远。
You see, as for me, all I wanted him to do was pay attention to me.
那对我来讲呢，只要他对我有一些注意就好了。
Then when I realized that touch was his love language, things began to change for us.
后来我发现他的爱的语言是触摸的时候，我这样做事情情况就改变了。
He began to realize I really loved him by taking time to touch him.
当我用心的用时间的去触摸他的时候呢，他就真的感觉到我爱他。
Sometimes I would touch him on the arm.
有时候我碰碰他的手肘。
I would run my fingers through his hair.
有时候呢，用我的手指头去动动他的头发。
I would rub his back.
按摩他的背。
And at times I would embrace him.
有时候我也会抱抱他。
He began to pay more attention to me.And our marriage became so much more satisfying.
他就开始更注意我，而且我们的婚姻越来越好，越来越满足。
I know that in some cultures, this is very hard to do.
我知道有一些文化，这些动作是很难做的。
This is culturally learned.
这是由文化中学习的。
But this does not mean that your needs are any different.Than the rest of the cultures.
你不容易做并不代表你不需要这样做。
Some cultures will take pride in not showing emotions.
有些文化比较注重自己的自尊骄傲，所以就不表达你的表里面的感受。
But let me ask you, what are emotions for?
但是我要问你，情绪的功用是什么？
They are to expressOur feelings.
情绪是要我们表达我们的感受。
They're there, but buried deep, but they're still there.
虽然情绪你可以把它藏在深处，仍然在那里。
Many years ago, when I first started teaching, I read a book about touch and how it helped children.
那在很久以前我开始教书的时候，我就念到一本书，谈到对孩子的触摸。
So I began to use touch.
我就开始用触摸来对孩子。
So I'm a person who often may touch you on the shoulder, put my arm over your shoulder, or even pat you.
有时候我拍拍他们，抱抱他们。
It is just part of me, and it does show I do care.
变成我的在学校的一部分，而且呢，也表达我真的关心他们。
Some years ago, I traveled with eight Oriental girls as a singing group.
几年前，我跟大概八个东方的女孩子到处去演唱。
Sometimes we were on tour for 6 to 8 weeks.
有时候呢，我们一去呢，就六到八个星期。
We did this for a couple of summers and 3 spring breaks.
好几个暑假还有春天的假期我们都这样子旅行。
During that time, we became very close. They even called me mommy.
因为这样子呢我们就很亲近所以呢这群孩子就叫我妈咪。
Now, at first, the girls were not used to touch.
刚开始你可以发现那孩子呢不喜欢我去碰他们。
But they began to accept me.
但是他们开始接受我。
And they accepted me as a motherly person.
他们就接受我像一个妈妈一样。
And often I would put my hand on their shoulder. I would be there. I would touch them at times.
我常常在他们身边用我的手拍拍他们的肩膀来触摸他们。
And they began to look for it.
他们开始在期待。
One of the girls would come and say, Mommy, I need a hug.
有一个孩子呢，有一个女孩子就来跟我说，妈咪，我需要你抱抱我。
Our relationship was very good.
我们的关系就非常好。
And the experience, I believe, was good for them.
从这样的经历里面呢，对他们也是有好处的。
They learned how to express themselves.
他们也开始学习怎么样表达自己。
Not quite as I did, but what was in them.
不是像我表达的方法，但是呢，他们里面的表达出来了。
I can remember one night, late in the night, I heard someone tapping on my window.
我记得有一个晚上有人敲我的窗户。
It was one of the girls. They were troubled and they wanted to talk with me.
其中的一个女孩子因为有一些麻烦所以想来找我谈话。
That has been 14 years ago.
那是14年前的事了。
And they are still dear to me.
他们仍然是我很亲爱的学生。
And whenever we meet, the love and respect is still there.
不管什么时候我们见面的时候，那种爱跟尊重就在那里。
Now I know that everyone's love language is not touched.
我知道不是每一个人的爱的语言都是触摸。
But as I said before, try to show your child your feelings for them as long as they will allow you to.
但是身为父母的，我要告诉你，尽力的。来表达你对他们的感受，如果他们容许你去表达的话，尽量的去表达。
Now there will come a time if their love language is not touch, that they will feel too big to have you hug or touch them, especially in front of their friends.
当然，到一个年纪呢，有时候年纪比较大的时候，在朋友的面前，他们是不太喜欢你去抱他们的。
Remember, loving touch does not mean just intimately touching.
记得所谓的肢体的触摸不是只有那种亲近性的摸而已。
But it may be as you pour a cup of tea, you just place your hand on their shoulder.
有时候呢你端来一杯茶在他的肩膀上拍一拍。
Or you may sit down close to one another.
或者是彼此坐得近一点。
Or you just may touch them as you pass by.
有时候经过的时候这样拍一下。
You will soon learn what pleases them.
你会马上学到怎么样可以让他们感受很好。
That is why we say love is not only a commitment, but a choice.
那为什么我说爱不是只是一个委身，而是呢，也是你的一个选择，抉择。
There are things that we may not like to do for someone that we love.
有一些事情对你所爱的人本来是你不喜欢做的。
But the secret of love and loyalty is choosing to do it.
但是呢，真正的忠诚跟爱呢，就是你选择为对方去做。
In life, we are committed to fulfill someone's life.
我们的生命里面，我们是有责任，而且要委身于去满足某一个人的生命的。
The world is filled with selfish people.
这个世界充满着自私的人。
Are you one?
你是其中的一个吗?
That may be your problem.
那或许就是你的问题。
So many children care very little about the need of their parents.
很多孩子们根本不在意他们父母亲的需要。
And I'm sorry to say that many parents think little about the need of their children beyond the material needs.
我要很遗憾地告诉你，因为很多父母，他们只给孩子们物质，也忽略了孩子们的需要。
Many parents want their son or daughters to succeed because of their own pride.
很多父母亲，他只要孩子们成功，而且呢，是为了自己的骄傲而要。
They care little about the child's emotional or social needs.
他们才不管孩子们的情绪的需要或者是社交的需要。
They drive the child to accomplish by making them feel guilty.
然后就驱使孩子们要有成就，以至于孩子带着罪恶感。
Or by making them feel fearful to fail their parents.
而且有时候呢，给孩子不敢失败，恐怕他们让父母亲失望。
Wouldn't it be wonderful to have your child know that they are loved so much by their parents until they have a driving desire to accomplish so that they can please mom and dad?
如果孩子们因为爱父母亲，不要让父母亲失望而愿意去努力的话，这样不是更好吗？
Life does not need to be as complex as we make it.
我们的生活，生命不需要像我们现在那么的复杂。
If we care about each other's life, life would take on a new meaning.
如果我们彼此关心的话，你的生命会赋予新的意义。
I know what it did for me.
对我来讲就是这样子。
I was an only child, but due to my situation, I became independent, and that means self comes first.
我本身是唯一的孩子，所以呢，我就养成非常独立的个性。那意思是说呢，我只想到我自己。
Actually, everyone is like that to some degree because we were born selfish.
大概每一个人多少都有这种自私的这种程度，因为我们生出来就是自我中心的。
From a baby, we display this.
从小婴儿就表现出来了。
A baby will cry until they get their way.
婴儿们会哭到他们啊，要到他们要的。
As like most, I went along with self.
跟一般人一样，我在爱我这当中呢来长大。
I would get hurt easy by others that did not please me.
当别人不让我喜欢的时候呢，我就被伤害了。
I was always looking for more, never really satisfied.
我从来没有觉得满足，总是在要求。
I worked hard trying to please people for what I could get out of it.
我很努力的想要去讨人喜欢，好让我自己也得到我要的。
I could cut people with my tongue when I wanted to put them down.
当我想压制别人的时候，我就用我讲话来伤害人。
If I did not get my way, I would harbor bitter feelings.
如果我没有如我的心愿的话，那我里面就有一种苦毒的感受。
I knew what it was to hate.
我知道什么叫做恨人。
To be bitter.
苦毒
and to quietly hurt others,
或者是默默地去伤害人。
I would hold my anger in because I felt it would hurt my image with people.
有时候呢，我把生气压制在里面，不然的话表达出来太伤害我的形象了。
Everything was pretty much lived for self benefits.
所以，所有我的生活都是为自己的好处在活。
I could be very nice, and people would admire that.And self would be fed.
有时候呢，表面上我对人很好，事实上是我里面自我的满足。
Really, I was not fully aware of these attitudes and dispositions in my life.
这些生性跟态度呢，我自己都没有察觉到。
I thought I was a fairly nice person, just like most other people.
我一直跟一般人一样，以为自己是一个很不错的人。
But my life was not really happy or fulfilled.
但是呢，我的生活，我的生命中呢，却没有满足感，也不快乐。
Oh yes, I had accomplished some of my goals and was in leadership positions.
当然，我有很多的成就，而且呢，达到很多目标，而且呢，我常常做领导的人。
Then I became aware that I did not like what I saw in myself.
后来我发现，我根本不喜欢里面的自己。
But I did not know what to do.
但是我不晓得该怎么办。
Sometimes we can change our lifestyle by stop gambling or smoking or drinking. But to deal with those inner traits is impossible.
有时候呢，我们想要改变我们的生活形态，就陷入了，比如说像吸毒啦、抽烟啦，或者是赌博啦。但是这些没有办法改变你里面的一些问题。
We may take classes on anger management, but what about the bitterness and hate that may cause the anger?
即使你去上了一些帮助你不生气的课，但是里面存的那些苦毒、恼恨怎么办呢？
And what about the jealousies that makes us calculate how to get what we want?
那些想要得着你要的那种嫉妒，那些又怎么办呢？
You see, the Christian Bible calls these sins.
那在圣经里面，这些都是罪。
Sins are not just the bad things that is done in society, such as murder or prostitute, adultery, or other social sins.
所谓的罪不是只有在你的社会里面犯了一些罪行，像谋杀啦这些事情或偷窃啦，不是只有这样才叫罪。
Sin is what makes you do these things.
而是那里面让你做这些事情的动机。
To lust, to hate, to envy, be bitter, have selfishness, and have the pride of self.
贪心啦，恼恨啦，或者是嫉妒啦，生气啦，自私啦，骄傲啦。
And we could go on and on.
太多太多了。
That is why the Bible said we were born in sin.
那就是为什么圣经说我们生出来就有罪。
And there's none that's righteous, no, not one.
一个好人都没有。
As Jesus revealed these things to me, I realized I had no power over them.
当耶稣容许我的生命中表达这些问题的时候呢，我已经晓得我没有能力来改变自己。
But the word of God said, if I would confess my sin,
神的话说，如果我承认我的罪，
you see, this humbled me.
这个就是说呢，让我自己谦卑下来。
And in confessing our sins, this makes us admit them.
这让我们去承认它。
Then Jesus would cleanse them and put in our heart a love that put him first and others first.
然后耶稣就会来洁净我们的心，把他的爱给我们，然后我们可以爱别人。
My life became different as I followed his word in the Bible.
当我开始跟从或者是做耶稣要我做的时候，圣经要我做的时候呢，我的生命就不同了。
As I became obedient to his word.
我就对他的话顺服。
And allowed him to guide my life.
容许他来引导我的生命。
I am no longer first in my life.
我不再是我生命里面的最重要的。
And I have found this to be so fulfilling and with a peace I never had before.
我就看到而且体会到我的生命从来没有像这么满足那么丰富过的。
Life has taken on a real difference for me.
我的生命不再一样了。
You may say to me, I don't understand.
或许你说我不明白你在讲什么。
Really, neither do I.
我也不明白。
But Jesus did not ask us to understand.
但是耶稣没有要求你明白。
But to believe.
只要你相信。
He can do this for you.
他也可以这样来为你工作。
God will use you as a loving person to touch many lives.
上帝要塑造你成为一个有爱的人，可以去触摸别人的人。
So we must choose to use the love languages.
所以呢，你需要做一个抉择，来用你的爱的语言。
We must choose to give encouragement to people.
我们需要选择要去鼓励人。
To give them quality time to be with them, to give yourself to them.
你要选择用心用时间给对方。
To give them little gifts at times when they have love language of gifts.
如果对方需要一点礼物的话，你愿意用心买一点礼物给他。
To do little acts of service to those who that is their love language.
对那些喜欢人家服务的人呢，用一点时间，一点精力来为他们做一点事。
And of course, to touch them who have personal, physical touch as their love language.
如果有人他的爱的语言的这样的方法是喜欢被触摸的话，那么你就有肢体上的触摸。
You have to choose to find the love language of your family or friends.
你需要在你的家人或朋友之间找出来，而且呢，选择愿意为他们满足他们的情绪。
You may ask, well, how do I do that?
或许你说我怎么做呢？
Sometimes you can watch and see what you do or fail to do that hurts them the most.
有时候你观察一下，有些行为你最伤害他的是哪一方面。
So watch closely for this.
所以好好的去观察。
Then think about what they ask or request from you most of the time.
然后也观察一下，想一想，他们有时候会表达跟你要什么。
They may say, can you spend a little time with me this afternoon?
有时候他们会说呢，你有没有空下午跟我在一起好不好？
Or it may be that they express how no one ever, ever gives them any praise.
有时候呢，他们会抱怨说呢，从来没有人赞美我。
So you watch these things.
你就观察这些。
Then watch what they do for you often.
然后也观察他们常常对你怎么样表达的。
For this is probably their need for their love language.
那他们所用的方法也是需要你对他们的方法。
It's like the woman who never thought about her husband needing physical touch.
就像那个太太从来没有想到她先生呢喜欢肢体的触摸。
And so she would do him things of service because she felt like this is the way she could show her love.
那这个太太以为呢她先生要的就是去服务她。
My heart feels sorry for anyone who does not feel loved or never has their emotional tank filled.
我为那些不晓得怎么是爱，觉得没有被爱，从来情绪没有被满足的人感到非常的遗憾。
I'm afraid the world is filled with people like this.
我恐怕这个世界有太多太多这样的人了。
Life is relatively short.
生命是那么的短暂。
Sometimes I look at myself and wonder where the years have gone.
有时候我想想自己那些年岁都哪里去了。
But God made us to enjoy one another.
但是神造我们，让我们彼此享受。
And we know something of His love by the way He gives us love to love others.
从神给我们的爱，我们也知道怎么去爱别人。
I hope these lessons on the five love languages.Has helped some of the listening audience.
我希望这五种爱的语言帮助我们的听众朋友们。
If you have any questions,
如果你有问题的话，
I would be so happy to hear from you.
我实在很高兴你来跟我谈谈。
Goodbye until the next time.
下一次我们再会。恕我心曲这个节目。是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。